Another glance told me the ship's stern, with its bridges protruding, was fast approaching. The noises were getting louder, and knowing that the mast and rigging were about to come down, I rushed down below, hoping for some protection. With my hands over my head, I sat on my bunk as a whole new and far more terrible set of noises began. A few short seconds passed, but to me they felt like hours. The cupboard next to me ripped apart as the chain plate behind the bulkhead splintered it into a million pieces. The boat heeled over to one side, then suddenly sprang upright with the loudest explosion yet as the entangled rigging suddenly freed itself and crashed to the deck. When the boat steadied and the roar of the engine started to fade, I went back on deck. It was a mess. There was rigging, lines, and huge rusty flakes of paint and slithers of metal from the ship's hull everywhere. Beyond Alice Pink Lady, I could see the dark outline of the huge ship's stern slipping away, unaffected, leaving us at a stop in the foaming white slipstream. Shocked and disbelieving, my head still reeling, I desperately tried to come to grips with what had happened while checking the bilges for water and the hull for damage. All I could think was my poor boat. While flicking the switches to see what equipment still worked, it became a sort of chant. My poor boat, my poor, poor boat. I was numb and still shaking off the last remnants of sleep. Being scared hadn't crossed my mind. My only thoughts were,